All right, first win of the season is in the books for the Merrimack Warriors. They win 4-1 over UMass Lowell. Justin Gill's with us, had a goal and assist. Co-warrior of the game along with Parker Lalonde, who we just talked to as well. But you guys, like I was saying to Parker, it seemed like you guys were doing a lot of the things that you wanted to do, especially after last week, things you wanted to do better and improve on. Nothing to show for it yet, though, until, you know, late in the second period. What was the feeling there as you guys are trying to, you know, keep going in the right direction at that point?
Yeah, no, I think we felt like we, even though it was, 0-0 after the first period, we thought we played like a good period. We were physical, and that's the main thing we wanted to improve on from last week. So, you know, we just wanted to keep put pressure on their demand, and we knew if we would keep, doing this, great thing would happen, and like it did, you know, we scored two or three great goals about from those four checks. So, you know, that was the key part of our win tonight.
Power play late in the second period. Your goal tied the game at that point, but you guys had a power play just before that. It took until late in that first period, late in that first power play, that finally you guys were able to get some chances. I think it was Mark Hillier who kind of started that off with throwing the puck to the net and so on. But did that kind of give you guys a lift going into the second power play, which came right after it, to, you know, give you guys an idea of things you could do?
Yeah, you know, obviously special units are really important in a hockey game, and even if we don't score, we want to create momentum, create chances. So you know, we just got to put the puck at the net, and you know, lucky for me that the one that I put went in. It wasn't really much what I was trying to do. I was trying to pass it to Fitzpatrick, but lucky for me it went in. So you know, we just kept building on that after that, and we played a really good game tonight.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what happened on that goal. You just talked about it, but came from the right circle there. You set up there. Where did that puck end up going in?
I believe 5-0.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you maybe caught him moving there as you were trying to, you know, get it in front. So what? So seemed like I said, you guys had, you know, your five periods now into the season at that point, didn't have a goal yet, finally got that one, and that kind of seemed to open things up there.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just need one, and after, you know, play started to open up, and, you know, we made really great plays today. We shoot the puck in the net. You know, we have 31 shots today. It's a lot better than last week. So, you know, I'm sure if we keep doing this, you know, great things will come to us.
One of the things about this team or this program is in the past when, you know, when they've had, you know, good seasons, they've been real tough to play against at home. You know, they've done the job in a third period like that, a close game, because most games are going to be close, you know. They step it up in the third period, find a way to get the job done. You guys did that tonight.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think it's really important in hockey to win at home, you know, especially for, you know, for fans and for, like, the energy of the school and everything. So, you know, for us to get that first win here tonight was huge. And, you know, we're going to try as hard as we can to, you know, bring more wins at home this year.
You know, it was 1-1 at that point in the third period. You end up setting up the goal that is the go-ahead goal, and from that point on, you guys didn't trail. It seemed like you saw Parker Lalonde there coming up on the left side. Describe what happened there.
Yeah, you know, I just had the puck wide, and, you know, I saw the D-man, you know, trying to squeeze the gap a little bit on me, and I saw, you know, Parker coming flying in the middle. So I was just trying to find that lane and, you know, give him the opportunity to go shoot at the net, and that's what happened. And, you know, he made a really great shot and scored a beautiful goal.
What'd you guys talk about after the game? You know, what was the mindset like? Obviously, much more positive tonight than last week.
Yeah, no, you know, that's exactly how we want to play. We want to be hard. We want to be fast. I think we did both those things tonight. And, you know, it's just to, you know, do it every night. And, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to get some wins.
And then finally, you know, you finally cleared to play yesterday. You got a chance to get in the lineup tonight. Had to be pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a long 2 weeks. And, you know, with just like the everything that had to be done and the forms and everything. So now I'm just glad it's done so I can, you know, focus on hockey a little more.
All right, thanks, Justin. We appreciate it. Justin Gill, co-warrior of the game with a goal and assist. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you very much.